This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
The best.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best. Fire. The best damn audio.
So big today that, well, it's going to, it's going to take two segments. And that's because we are celebrating freedom. We're like, it dawned on us the other day, like, you know what? We don't necessarily have to do this here, this there.
No.
Like what are the people that get paid to come into your work and nitpick?
Consultants.
Yeah.
God, that's what they do too.
Think of what letters it takes to spell consultant. There's a C in there. There's a T. I think there's an N.
Yeah. Just like there's no consultant that says, you know what, you guys are doing good.
You guys are actually doing, got a well-oiled machine here. You know, the consultants say, you know what, this could be tightened up or this could be done a little bit better or whatever. You should do this here because people are going to be in the car here and they're going to hear that and they'll be comfortable when they, it's like, well, how about shaking it up every once in a while? So, two segments worth of best damn audio. And while it's not a competition, we are taking segment by segment.
We are. Paige decided. I'm up first.
That's right.
Okay. So there's a guy, an unsuspecting victim in a store, big box retailer, and a couple young guys come up to him. Now, they've got a filter on some kind of app where they take a picture of the guy, and it looks like he's taking his shirt off, one of these AI images or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they take a picture of the guy in the aisle, then they walk up to him. They show him the picture of him taking his own shirt off. That's the setup. So this is where it happens, where the kids walk up to the guy, and then that's where the clip starts.
I'm telling you, they should not do things like that around these parts.
No, because this guy gets pretty upset.
I mean, a lot of these I would get upset. I don't care if you're videoing me or not. I enjoyed the people of Walmart. I don't like being accosted or watching a sex predator sting go down.
So I don't even think he's really acknowledging the camera at this point. He's just like more like, hey, I obviously did not do that. Why are you showing me a picture of me taking my own shirt off?
And he's older, so maybe he doesn't realize that it's
AI. An older fella.
Okay.
And then the guy walks up to him, and here we go.
I knew it was you at first sight, brother. I knew it was you at
Showing
first
him the
sight.
Phone.
Look at this. Is this you?
Yeah, why? No, it ain't me. No, it ain't.
You sure?
I'm positive. I wouldn't do that.
Because we caught it on the cameras.
No! It wasn't me.
Oh.
Who the f*** are you guys?
Oh, my God. I knew it. No, I knew it. Yes, you are. Wait, what is he showing you?
This is from TikTok, right?
That's not me.
No, yes, it is.
Get
dude.
The f*** out of here.
Dude, it's you. It's you.
No,
I knew
it
was.
Me. Get the f*** out of here.
Can we just get a picture?
No.
Can we get a picture?
No. Get the f*** out of here.
You're famous.
You're famous, dude.
Dude, you're an ass. Get the f***
out of here.
What do you mean?
It's not me!
Yes, it is, dude.
Go smoke some other dope someplace else.
Dude, can we get a picture?
Get the f*** out of my face!
Autograph?
Get the f*** out of my face, you little s***!
What's wrong, dude?
It's not me!
I think it is. That's why I'm saying
that. Well, you think wrong, okay?
I caught it on the cameras up top.
Where is somebody that works here?
That's when they start running from him.
God bless. I mean, they got nerve. They got nerve. And see, what happens is that guy right there, I mean, who knows? Those guys could be in their 20s or they could be 12. I can't tell by their voices, but like...
Young.
Oh. I don't want to have to card somebody before I whoop their ass.
The guy says, annoying. We're somebody that works here. And they ran away from him at that point.
God bless.
It was always a suspect.
Like it's very funny, but I'm just sitting there thinking, like, if I'm the guy and somebody comes up and does that.
It's one of those awkward situations.
Especially when I realize very quick that it's a little pranky thing. I don't know. I got to think about that because it's eventually going to happen.
Have you ever seen people pulling pranks and
only here at work. Most people are serious usually.
I kind of avoid when I see people filming because they try to do their little stunts and little things at the mall all the time.
Oh,
I just call security.
I'd watch some of those unfold and say, let's see what happens. A little social experiment.
Yeah.
I get off the escalator. It gets broken like every day.
But watch, you will ruin an episode of what would you do with John Quinones? He's going to be coming down the escalator.
See, I know
you're ruining the bit.
I know if I saw him.
Because I don't want to have to ride the elevator. I mean, it's just such a pain in the ass.
Oh, I love it. So
riding
I have
elevators.
Yeah. Well, because we have to close down the escalator, and so everybody's got to take the elevator, and everybody bitches, and we're like, tell these clowns to get off the escalator.
Oh, Paige works at Annie Ann's, if you didn't know, making pretzels.
Yeah.
I do. I'm at the popcorn shop.
She'll put a knot in your tail.
This is a guy who, he'll tell you, say, look, when it comes to killing stuff, I ain't going to do it. I got a wife. She can do it.
Oh, God.
And when it comes to killing wasps, he's definitely not going to touch them.
You know, I've seen many a man run from a bee faster than he'll run from like a snake or like a wild animal, like bees. Mm-hmm.
He'll tell you what he'd rather do instead of kill a wasp. And if you don't get it, I'll tell you what he said.
Okay.
Best I can.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. My wife is come out here and knock a damn wasp nest down.
Yeah, you ain't going to do it.
I don't f*** with wasps. Yeah, talk your ass off. Yeah, you a bad motherfucker. Them motherfuckers sting your ass.
You ain't going
to
do it.
Damn sure ain't. Okay. Damn sure. I will call somebody to knock it down. Well, I ain't got to call them back because I got two. I think there's another one round the back. Go get it, baby.
No, that's right.
Bad motherfucker. Get you a woman that will knock a wasp nest down. I ain't. I'd rather fight 10 than f*** with a wasp in there.
All right, I'm not going to ask.
What did he say?
I'm not going to ask. 10 guys.
Yeah, we'll say 10 guys.
10 guys. I had a feeling.
Does she sound familiar to you?
Dude, it's when she said, she was quoting the old guy from the old phone scam. I know that's right. But she said it. I know that's right.
Yep. She must have heard it on our show.
You think?
And it just, you know, snuck into what she's... always said.
And that was in Tennessee that prank call actually went down years ago. God bless.
I'd have been around the Memphis area. I don't know.
It, man, sometimes I think social media and everything is like the end fall, the be all end all of Sodom and Gomorrah. But like oftentimes I wish it had been around a long time ago. I would love to watch like 70s social media videos.
Would have been great.
I mean, just like, you know, the way, hey, man, you know, they're all talking jive or, you know.
Say, brother.
You know, all this
like
stuff.
Like Airplane?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Beaver's mama.
God, I forgot that was her. Say, man.
Barbara Billingsley.
I got a couple more short ones for you here. We're going to relive. We're going to play everybody's favorite game. And if you forgot this game, we're going to play you last week's or a couple weeks ago's clip of Back Talking the Boss.
Oh.
Or Gay Porno.
Oh, I thought it was How's Your Spanish?
It wasn't that one.
We won't play that one anymore.
If you need a refresher, here it is.
You guys, get off your asses and back to work.
Come on, man. We're taking a break.
F*** your break. There's 15 cars here that need to be serviced. Now get back to it.
Listen here, f***er. The only thing that needs servicing around here is our f***ers. So get on your knees and beg like a bitch.
What?
So I got fooled. I thought that was an HR video.
Well,
show new employees.
It sounded like a porn.
You know,
to
it could have been these corporate training videos.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah, it turned out it was a real adult gay pornography.
Well, guess what? We're gonna play another round.
Round two.
It's called Mistreating Coworkers or Gay Porn.
Okay, here we go, Paige. Let's play.
Hey, go fist yourself.
Shut the up, you bitch, or I'll come over there and show you what I can do with my fist.
I'll have to take a rain check on that wad. My dance card's full tonight.
I think I overheard that in the break room, honestly, between the two of you.
I think you just left your phone down there recording in the break room.
Is that what just happened?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was one of the guys from WORD fighting with the guy from Rock on One.
Hang on, I got to hear him again. That might have been what it was.
Hey, go fist yourself.
Shut the up, you bitch.
Yep.
Or I'll come over there and show you what I can do with my fist.
I'll have to take a rain check on that wad. My dance card's full tonight.
It was WORD against Rock 101. Yeah. I'm not going to say a particular name.
I can tell by the voices.
I'm not going to work with on one side than the other.
I'm not going to do impersonations.
I'm
dying. Oh, let me
do it. God, I love that.
What's something I can do with that fist?
I love that.
Well, I'm going
to
end on that.
It also makes me wonder how you source a lot of your audio. You just happen to find gay porn.
It happens to be on that
site. I got
to
post a video of that one.
I don't. Can you?
We'll put a big blur of the fun stuff.
Yeah, big, huge blur.
Well, he knows how to find some good stuff because that's what I mean.
How many times you just walk up to somebody and say, hey, fist blank yourself?
It doesn't happen often.
Only in the break.
I couldn't say it.
You set the bar very high now. I've got to I've got a back cleanup after that. All right, so I've got a broadcast television snafu where someone said, something that they didn't mean to.
Oh, those are always good.
I've also got a woman who is very, very old. If she's not 90, she's 89. She's very old, and her grandchildren are playing this game where one of them will sit by her and start videoing, and the other one will come poot on her. And that's where the rest of the day you will be quoting, "Don't fart on me, you blanker."
I love it.
Best damn audio next, part two.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Cool.
The best. Damn. And now it's time for the best the best damn audio.
Part you. Okay.
Like hot shots.
I'm gonna give you short descriptions on these because they are the treasures that they are. First off, this is, you won't know what the people are saying because it's from Germany. They're not saying any bad words. I ran it through translator. But it's a German television talk show. And the show's topic was people who had damaged vocal cords.
Oh, Lord.
No.
People Jesus. Who had damaged vocal cords. And when some of these people talk, much like maybe you or I, you can't keep a straight face and not... you know, start laughing your balls off.
Oh, if I had them, I would.
Maybe you did and you laughed them off.
I try not to say ovaries.
Okay.
Best damn audio.
Dat was bij mij dus ook mijn eerste gewaarwording. En ik dacht, dat kan niet. Dat mag ik.
This is real. You see, this stage manager is like freaking out right now. So they tell him to go talk to another guy. Wait for the next guy.
Excuse me. Thuis mijn excuses hiervoor. We hadden een vraag uit het publiek.
Is het right now?
Ja, meneer, je had een opmerking.
Ik heb het zelf. Ik ben eigenlijk bij een vrij eenvoudige ingreep ook gekwetst geraakt aan de stemman. Maar...
Ik vind dus dat dit niet kan horen wat gebeuren is.
Ik vind het vrij ergerlijk, meneer. Er gaat u een half uur.
Ja, dit dude's talking to the devil.
That is scary.
Kids, don't smoke.
Stop.
Put that on the commercial.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Grab my...
You want to sound like German Darth Vader?
Well, the one guy sounded like Mickey Mouse, and the other one did sound like Darth Vader if he smoked a bunch of stogies.
He sounded like Beelzebub.
He did.
Hit a bong.
You hit a Beelzebub?
I want to hear that again.
It's long far too long. We'll share it. I'll share it to your personal page. This one here is, you know, when you see a lot of the fast food restaurants and the various deals and promotions they have, sometimes you're like, this has to be a prank. Like, remember when they had the four-eyed chicken nuggets a while back? Oh, it turns out it's a Travis Scott promotion. They had four eyeballs on it.
First of all,
I ain't eating a McNugget that's got any eyeballs.
Hell no.
That four-eyed chicken nugget.
So this goes back to pranking grandparents. This young girl is pranking her grandfather. They go to Sonic, and who are known for having some wild names for some of their products.
I heard.
And she pulled a prank on her grandfather while she videoed them in the drive-thru. Listen to this.
Just tell her I want a pinkity drinkity.
I'm not telling that woman that. Is that a drink?
Yes, I promise it's a drink.
Ma'am, do y'all got a pinky that's drinking? No, I told you that. What?
Is that a drink?
Ma'am, do y'all have a pinky to drink it? I love his cadence, the way he says, pinkity drinkity.
Pinkity drinkity.
I want that one more time. That's like 11 seconds. Pinkity drinkity. Ma'am, do y'all have a pinky to drinkity?
We have a pinky to drinkity.
She told me we was going to get some Pokemon McNuggets at McDonald's a while back. Turns out it was true. But do y'all have a pinky to drinkity?
Just tell her I want a pinky to drinkity.
I'm not telling that woman that. Is that a drink?
Yes, I promise it's a drink.
Ma'am, do y'all got a pinky to drinking? No, I told you that. What?
I think he actually says pinky to drinking.
Pinkity
drinky. Ma'am, do y'all have a pinkity drinky?
I'm going to do that today.
Do it. Order a pinkity drinkity.
God, I love when you mess with grandparents. I almost use one, but, you know, he's trying to drink his milkshake, and his grandson keeps stomping the brakes, and he says, I drink some bitch when I get home.
I know. I don't want to influence future grandkids to, you know, or my own, to actually...
Pinkity drinkity.
Yeah.
They're going to get you.
Well, there's a whole kid thing here. First off, this one's one that, Fatboy, you probably won't laugh at or even smile because it's tenderhearted. But a little girl, she looks like she might have been 4 or 5 years old, she got in trouble for wrestling a boy at school.
Uh-oh.
She put him in a headlock and took him down to the ground. Her mother is asking her, why? Why, oh, why did you put that boy in the headlock and take him down to the ground?
What happened at school?
I took a headlock down and jacked him, took him down.
You took him down? Why? What did he say?
Because kids don't get married, so that's why I put a headlock down on him.
Did he say he wanted to marry you?
Yeah. But kids don't get married, so that's why I put a headlock down on him. And that's why I took him down.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
But that's the greatest thing ever.
I love that so much. I'm an old softy. I love that.
You love that attitude. You know, until they get older and they start getting horny for each other.
Oh, then, yeah. There is that thing where you kind of reanalyze your life and remember like that phase where you're like, girls are gross.
Yeah.
You still think that?
No, I do.
Oh, man. Hang on now.
That's not true.
Play the thing again.
Pinkity-drinkity.
Pinkity-drinkity.
All right.
Dang it.
Now, this one's fun that, now, you might, maybe if your kids are on the way to camp or something, they may have issues.
Oh, my God.
There's the guy who will go, and I think it is fake. I think maybe the real one, the first one was real, but I think he kind of said, Grandma, let's just do this, and we'll become internet famous. This one's real, though. There's this grandma who might be a great-great. She's like 90-something years old. She's sitting on the front porch of her estate, and her grandson runs by her and crop dusts her. And then, of course, the granddaughter right beside her starts rolling tape.
You come here and get me. Come here, I'll knock the hell out of you. Come here, fart on me, you f***er. He come over here and farted on me. Did he? Yeah. Did you see me hit him? Shoo! Goodness gracious, he's been eating possum. Oh. Lord God. Shoo! You smell that? Uh-uh. What is that? Come on, you stink too. What is that, Chelsea? I guess it's sh**. Chelsea, what is that smell? I guess it's sh**. Something other damn called up him in him and died. Lord have mercy. Woo! My God. Oh my God. Damn, Phils, he's rotten. Woo! God. What? What has he eaten to give him such a smell? I can't take much more of that.
You only have to go in the house and get away from that smell.
I know. I'm going to have to do something. It won't leave. God almighty, Chelsea. What in the hell has he eaten? Oh, my God. Chew. Damn, that won't take your breath away.
What's wrong? You gagged him.
Now he better quit there and wipe because he's his breeches. God almighty.
God.
Started to choke on it.
Stinkity pinkity.
I mean, man, that brings back so many memories. Not making my grandma gag because of farting, but just the way, shoo-wee.
She got you though, right? She's the one.
She would just not acknowledge him, you know.
Man. She couldn't help it. They slipped out.
She said,
I don't know if she knew it or didn't hear it. She's a little hard of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
No, they both were. I think that generally happens. So remember that.
All over you.
Don't fart on your grandma or your grandpa for that matter.
And if they're not here, you know, just that's awful too. You got nobody to fart on, so thoughts with you.
I don't. Gosh,
I got no grandparents left to fart on.
I don't either, man.
I don't either.
And if they were here, I most definitely would save
one.
Nor
do I have parents to fart on.
We'll just have to do what we did last year. Go sit on Santa Claus's lap at the mall.
How are you going to get banned?
Do it to him.
Conjure up a bomb or two.
So if you got some audio for us, you can email it to us, theriseguys@aol.com, or you can tag us or DM us on social at fatboy933, or you can go to mine, at O'Maffew. That's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. And there you can see the brand new debut of the new music video for Feeding Time.
Feeding Time. B1 Nutty keeps sending me those clips from those adult movies. I appreciate it.
Oh, he's your source for that? Listen to you. All right, we'll be back right after this. Pinkity drinkity.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Now, the Rise Guys.
Feeding time. That's right. Feeding time. That's right. Hey, sweet girl. Hey, what you doing? You just licked my phone, girl. What you doing? What you doing? Huh? What you doing, boy? Feeding time. Otis, where you at? There's Otis. Hey, boy. Give me kisses. What you doing? You licked my phone, girl. Give me kisses. Give me kisses. Mwah. Say hey, Laura. Give me kisses. What you doing? Feeding time.
The world premiere video, if you missed it, was about 45 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Feeding time.
Who was at the end? Which animal was at the end?
That was the turkey.
That was him. Okay.
You mean the thing that goes, gobble, 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 gobble?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the turkey.
I forgot his name.
What was the banjo?
Arnold.
Arnold the turkey?
Yeah.
Okay.
We rotate it like, you know, like for instance, we have a rotation on it, and, you know, my daughter will name some. Now we're going to have to rotate another one for the other grandson, but he won't be able to talk for a year, so we're good for that long amount of time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Jasper, who is 3 1/2, named the donkey Banjo.
Mm-hmm.
That goes within limits, right? Like, he could say whatever, but you're like, okay. Like, he couldn't name him Crayon or anything, right?
Sure. It's his turn.
I mean.
You know, it's got to be reasonable, right?
Banjo's, you know, good. I got two words for you. Well, three. Two different examples, Google and Limp Bizkit.
That's true.
Furthermore, golly, I mean, you got to think, like, who, what, how would that be a thing? Or it's like the Blue Jean Company. What kind of jeans are those? Guess.
At naming pets.
Well, that's why I asked you. I just told you.
Golly.
They guess. Well, I ain't going to ask you again.
Banjo's going to fit your donkey. That's going to be a good name for him.
You ain't got no, we branded it into him.
Yeah, it's
no,
good.
We don't do that. Also funny is, that's on Instagram and Facebook and X and coming soon to YouTube. But I got a memory on Facebook. Paige tagged me in this in 2012. Said, Mattman asked this morning on The Rise Guys, how do white girls get such big butts these days? In 2012.
Oh, that's still a legit question.
It is a kind of a mystery that I don't think is fully solved. Or is that before we realized that there were implants?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that and also people are taking out a rib. Or two.
Could you, does
take
that work
out a
for
rib,
women?
They make you bit, bu-
make you
bit
that,
bugger?
Like, that was...
I meant butt bigger, but I said bit bugger. I'm going to quit right now.
To take out that, take out some ribs so you have that little.
But if you took out ribs, waist. Your ribs, would you be a little more flexible? You know what I'm saying?
I'm very flexible as it is.
Damn. I did notice you had some footprints behind your ears, but I wasn't going to say anything. I
thought that was a tattoo.
Why would I? Yeah, I mean, you can corset train or whatever and do that, and that's going to push your intestines down.
What in the women? I learned that from Titanic when I saw Rose having to put on her dress. I'm like, God bless.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably gave you, it probably gave you better posture, but like what it did to your insides and everything, like I couldn't be thinking about food. Could not be thinking about food when
you
all corseted it up.
It's going like your large intestines.
Hourglass.
Yeah.
What about free food? Would you think about that?
Yeah. Well, you see, I keep seeing the thing. It's nice that people do that. But, like, I would be the worst. This is not something to be proud of, guys. I would be the worst homeless person. And because the reason I say that is I'm such a...
You would complain.
Maybe not complain, but be like, okay, who made this or what was the source of this food?
That ain't enough.
He'd be on the corner
it's
complaining.
This great company down in our business.
People would go...
Apparently here in the state of Clinton, it says...
They would have to do something to shut
this
you
is what
up.
The news says right now in Thornwell, Clinton, where that is. You is that near North, South Carolina?
Oh, my God. I kept watching that.
No.
North, comma, South
Why do you
Carolina.
Ask about free food? Have I not checked my email today?
No, it's just I had a situation yesterday. So I like to go to a little produce stand because they really got the straight squash I like to get because I don't like to hook the Peroni squash.
What? Why particularly?
Or is it easier to cut? Yeah. And it feels like there's more on the straight ones.
Like them things. What were the things that someone that works here brought in from their farm?
Zucchinis. Deal?
Those were like the things that the Iron Sheik used to juggle.
The Persian clubs.
Boy, those things were monstrous.
Like, how are you growing such big zucchinis? Can we get more bananas? Like, do we need more zucchinis?
Bananas are smaller than they've ever been.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened.
The one I just ate, I paid $1.50 for because, you know, it was at a convenience store. I won't say which one. But it wasn't that big. And it was half black. Like it was too ripe.
You bought a black banana.
Well, I didn't realize it until...
You should call your tally man right now.
I'm like, damn it, I can only eat half.
I want a refund on my banana. Oh, you at least get 75 cents.
Tally man. You know, if they get a little too nasty, I'm not eating them. They're made for bread.
It gets too brown. You just make a nanner pudding out of it.
Yeah, make some bread out of that.
So I'm at this produce stand, and right beside it, I forget which Tuesday it is. Might be the first Tuesday of every month.
Twofer?
Or one of those. No, they get free meals outside.
At a produce stand?
Yeah, but they're like...
Is it like a mission church thing or something?
I think it is. It's separate people. But they're giving like full meals, and the guy asked me, he's like, you want a free meal? I was like, what's the catch? He was like, no catch. Free meal. Because they're only there
for
like...
You pick it up Sunday after church.
Well, no, I said they're only there for an hour and a half. Like, you have to get it right then. They'll fix it in front of you. And I didn't see what it was, but I'm like, man, I don't feel like I should take it. Like, I feel like it's for underserved, right? Or less privileged.
I don't know what the correct, politically correct term is now for it.
I don't know.
Like, I'm not going to say, what's the word? Not displaced. There's another word for, like, homeless people. It's like, come on. I mean, crap.
Unhomed or whatever. Home insecure.
Or people don't like talking about adopted dogs anymore, so they call them relocated or whatever. Y'all must be the lineage of like Merriam-Webster, trying to come up with new words all the time to add to the book.
This was decent food too, man. It was a nice spread.
And you turned it down.
I felt like I couldn't take it, if that makes any sense.
Wasn't enough. No, I know what you're saying.
Let me get two. I might take.
Is it, what did that, I mean, what did
Does it open to anybody?
Did it have any kind of like signage up saying,
the only thing it said was free food for like whatever time they were there. Like, it was like an hour and a half.
It's probably kids from Walmart
maybe
doing
they
a prank.
Just assumed that you needed help because you look like you've missed a meal.
Oh, yeah, it must. I feel like they only do that.
He does have the gut of the way the African kids look like in the 80s.
Well, I got flies going around it.
No, I meant they would. I never understood that. None of my like adults in my life could explain it because, again,
some of the flies
pre-internet.
They just assumed that you went everywhere to get free.
Well, they're like, yeah, I was like, so, you know, let's send money to these people. It's, again, before the internet, before you could Google stuff, it's like, oh, let's send money. And I'm like, but why are their bellies so full if they're starving?
They're distended, Matthew.
Tell him, Phil. Mayor, I don't know. And that was where it stopped. Until later, I realized how bad it really was.
Well, they must have been the same on Bebe's kids. We had all the flies.
Did you walk there or did you drive up?
You got to drive there.
Well, you got a nice
But I saw it on the way home. So yeah. I stopped. I'm like, let me get a couple things. But I'm like, I feel like people only do this for homeless people to walk up and get, which is cool. I just feel like I couldn't do it.
If they know of it.
I would be a pariah if I got that free meal.
If the meal is good.
Be a piranha.
Word of the day.
What were they serving? Anything that you probably didn't like it. That's why you didn't take it.
I didn't go over to look.
I wouldn't eat it because I don't know who made it.
They've catered pizza in before because I know my pizza boxes where they come from.
I've been there to get free meals before.
I've been by it. I go to that produce stand a lot. Cheaper in a grocery store, to be honest with you.
He's got this GPS that goes off. It's like a speed check, but it says free food nearby.
The soup kitchen.
You just see him kind of U-turn.
There's a place in Seneca that gets free hot dogs like once a month.
See?
I'm like, I'm going to stop and get a hot dog. But I never do because I feel like I can't get a free meal.
Everybody's so weird with that. Like, again, my mom's story about not eating the free Whopper they gave us because she thought the Lord would choke her on it because she didn't pay for it. But then my dad, even if he just had to go take a whiz, he would buy a drink on the way out.
Got pissed, Matthew.
It's like, Matthew, I don't want to just use their toilet. But here's the thing. I remember asking him this one time. He said a bad word. I said, Daddy, what if they just charged you to use the bathroom so you didn't have to buy a drink or anything? And he said, blank that. But he's going to buy a drink that he probably really doesn't want. And what's going to happen? He's going to have to pee again.
Some people are like,
he's going to have to go buy another drink.
Some people say, I paid you enough over the years that you owe
That's
me a
That's what
free
I
bathroom.
Always told him. I yeah. always told him that. I was like, Daddy, you've been paying for the air, though.
That's true.
I mean, it's like the free bathrooms, but you got to pay for the air. What's your choice?
That's why you go take a dump at the library. It's always open. So
you're still banned.
Make noise when it's supposed to be quiet.
It's free. Say, look, I'm a taxpayer and I got the runs. You can't ban me from here.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.